Now the children of Israel have left Mount Sinai. They're beginning now the wilderness march that should have taken them only actually days to have gotten into the land. But it ended up by them spending years in the wilderness. And here's the first thing that rose that caused them a certain amount of problem. And I'll be just able to get down into this. And this, again, is something to me that's quite humorous. However, it's a pretty serious sort of a thing. Now, will you notice? And when the people complained, it displeased the Lord. And the Lord heard it, and his anger was kindled. And the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed them that were in the uttermost parts of the camp. Every time the people complained, the glory of the Lord appeared. He was displeased with their groaning and complaining. I'm of the opinion he's displeased with many of these criticizing, complaining saints today that are everlastingly finding fault, and nothing seems to please them. God doesn't want it that way for you, friends. He wants you to be a happy, joyful Christian. Now the people cried unto Moses, and when Moses prayed unto the Lord, the fire was quenched. And he called the name of the place Taberah, because the fire of the Lord burned among them. Now they began to complain. What's back of all of this complaint? Who were the troublemakers? Well, here they are, and we can locate them, and we'll just be able to locate them today. And the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting, and the children of Israel also wept again and said, who shall give us flesh to eat? Now they're beginning to complain. They're beginning to find fault. And who is it that started it all? Well, the mixed multitude. Now you remember the mixed multitude were those who were not sure who they were. They couldn't go up and join one of the tribes. They couldn't declare their pedigree. They weren't sure. And they weren't sure whether they should go on the wilderness march or not. After all, each one of them had a father or a mother down in Egypt, or a father and mother in the camp of Israel. There'd been this intermarriage. They're a mixed multitude. And they are just enough Egyptian to like Egypt. And they're just enough Israelites to want to go on the wilderness march. And you know, we've got our churches filled with people like that today. There are people that, yes, they want to mix with church people. They like to hear a good sermon. They want to go to church on Sunday. They want to live an upstanding life, they say. They want to be moral people. And so they've joined the church. They want to be with that crowd. But during the week, friends, they want to run with the world. They're a mixed multitude. They're with Egypt 6 days during the week and with the church 1 day a week. They're not quite sure really where they do belong. They're not sure of their salvation, that is for sure. And I have discovered over a period of many years as a pastor, and I can say this now that I'm no longer a pastor, I've discovered that the real troublemakers in any church today are the mixed multitude. They actually are going with the world, and they're going with the church people. They like to have a church banquet, but they don't want Bible study, you know. That's getting too close to the ark. They want to stay way back, you know. They're not sure, but what they might turn and go back sometime. They're never quite clear. They're never happy when you're having a real time of spiritual blessing. They're uncomfortable there. And they're uncomfortable with the world. They just don't seem to fit in. They're a square peg in a round hole. And they just don't seem to fit. And they're generally troublemakers.